is wrapped with the flames of Jahannam. That's not a mad person. It's not a stupid person. It's a person whose iman is dead. If you have iman, you can't get enjoyment in this. If your iman is dead, then you will get this enjoyment. So how serious is in this matter? And this is a common disease widespread throughout the world. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that always make muzakara before every bayan of one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sunnats are extremely valuable. And Hadrat has said many poems with regard to the importance, the necessity, the benefits, virtues of zikr. And you'll get Allah cash now. And if Allah is in your heart, you got everything. E tu mera to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything belongs to me. The earth belongs to me. The heavens belong to me. And to bring Allah in your heart, one sunnah to easy way, follow sunnah. Up to aja, up to khalwat, hogi. That every desire of mine has left me. Oh Allah, my heart is now open. You come. The minute your heart is open, clean, Allah comes in that heart. This glass here, if it is dirty outside, if you were eating curry, with your fingers and you have the glass inside, it's clean. But you, nobody wants to call the enemies of Allah. Allah destroys them. Now Allah is the king of that heart. And once that is there, your life is made. Your dunya's life is made. Your heart. And also remember, if that is not the case, and shaitan is in control of your heart, then he destroys all his enemies. And namaz is his enemy. Tilawat is his enemy. Tuqa qawwali, etc. And how they carry on with their heart. And many of them, that heart is only jal, is a net. Okay? That Maulana was explaining, the web, the net, internet, it's a net. And they catch you in the web. So that is just a jal. It is just a false front. People will forget the prophet. Allah Ta'ala said, you have heard them? Have you heard anything? They say, Ya Allah, where can there be something better than this? Allah Ta'ala will call Dawood alayhi salam, who was the best reciter of the word of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will tell him, come on the minbar, recite now. And when he will recite, people will be more out of the mask. We cannot imagine what a person will get when he has got the creator of Jannah. All this we get on following sunnah. One sunnah I will mention now, by way of an example, is the sunnah of making miswak. Miswak is so simple, so easily available, so cheap compared to toothbrush, and it is so simple. Who can make 270 rakats today? We find it difficult just to manage our birth. Where are we going to live? But just by making miswak, you get so much. Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayhi, one of the greatest jurists and fuqaha of this ummah, he writes in his kitab, Inna sunnah jassiwak, the sunnah came in the surah. Firstly, the main purpose of it, to show the greatness and great honor of Nabi alayhi salam. Let us realize how great our Nabi is. When Allah is declared in the surah, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ zikra. That not only وَرَفَعْتُ, I didn't mean. Allah says, with great authority, وَرَفَعْنَا we. India, sometimes traveling on the trains, this was the 70s, and the hippie, it was the hippie era, hippies, that was a big craze at those times. So people from Europe, America, hippies, you meet them in a train, and for us it was a nice occasion, we get somebody to speak English to. Because we never used to speak English there all the time, now we got somebody to speak. Allah is forever. So you're just overtaken by Allah. You are absorbed with Allah Ta'ala. There is no one else after, there is no one before Allah. Allah is the first of which there is no first. Allah is the last of which there is no last. Allah is forever. So Allahu Akbar. When you get Allah, what haven't you got? So this is all. And they sit. They don't walk. So you can never progress. If you, the hare, the rabbit, when it was racing with the tortoise, it went and sleep. And the slow tortoise won the race. Rabbit went and sleep. So if you, no matter what great person, but you don't walk this path of Allah, you just sat down, you became bad, now you just this puri, the one who wants to reach Allah, the one who wants to purify his heart, he will also go through these things. And the ordinary person will also go through. So what beautiful explanations Allah has given. First Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadra. have we not opened your heart for you? Sharh sada, opening of the heart. So when they came there, they told the ulama there, this is the purpose of us coming, that we want to break the Roza-i Mubarak, and so we need your support. And they told Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, and we all know Bukhari is the most authentic hadith kitab, so we must accept it. So they said there's a matter not of Jehovah and Allah, there's a material implication of that. And these were our great ulama. We can't understand what position Allah Ta'ala has given our great ulama. One time, one judge, when the British were ruling India, he told Maulana Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he makes decisions very easy and he doesn't have to go back again. And think Allah guides him to make the right decision. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah gives him furqan. Furqan, the ability to differentiate. You don't have doubts, but say, do this today, tomorrow. Just to consider it, no, tomorrow. And
लोगों को अंबिया को कहते तुम लोग गुमराह हो और बड़ी गुमराह में तुम पड़े हुए हो. जैसे आज लोग कहते हैं जो लोग सूफी बनता है ये आदमी तो बेकार है. वो लोग जो दुनिया में आगे चल गुनाह करते हैं और गलत काम करते हैं ये लोग, ये आदमी माशाल्लाह बहुत होशियार है और बहुत ज़हीन है. और जो लोग आज जो आदमी सूफी होता है अल्लाह के हमने हमसे गलती हुई, अल्लाह किसी को अजाब नहीं देगा यहाँ तक कि वो आदमी खुद 100% दिल से इकरार करेगा और जानेगा हाँ मैं गुनहगार था. तो अल्लाह ने कितने दलाइल साफ रखे फिर भी मैं ईमान नहीं लाया, मुझे यही सजा मुझे बराबर है मेरे लिए. فَسُحْكَلْ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. بے شک وہ لوگ جو ڈرے اللہ تعالی سے پرے ورے پردہ پردے کے پیچھے, اللہ کو دیکھا نہیں لیکن اللہ کی نشانیاں دیکھی, کیسے اللہ کی قدرت, اللہ نے پوری دنیا کو پیدا کی, اللہ پوری دنیا کو روزی دیتا ہے, اللہ پھر دیں گے. جو بھی تم سے اچھے کام ہوئے ہم اتنا پیسے نہیں دیں گے بلکہ اس سے بہت زیادہ ہم دیں گے. لیکن یہ سب جو ایمان بالغیب, آخرت میں جب آدمی پیش ہوگا اللہ کو دیکھے گا, جنت جہنم کو دیکھے گا, اس وقت سب مانیں گے, کافر بھی مانیں گے, لیکن اس وقت کے ماننے کی کوئی قیمت نہیں. جو بالغیب مان ہر چیز کو جانتا ہے, جو دلوں کے اندر صدور کے اندر تمہارے سینوں میں جو تمہارا دل ہے اور اس میں جو باتیں ہوتی ہیں اللہ ان سب کو جانتا ہے. تم دنیا کے اعتبار سے نفاق کر سکتے ہو کہ دل میں کوئی اور بات زبان پر کوئی اور بات, لیکن تمہارا نفاق اللہ کے یہاں نہیں چل سکتا ہے. اللہ بالکل 100% جانتا ہے, آپ کا انسولیشن 100%, پھر بھی ہوا ہوگی کمرے کے اندر. تو یہ ہوا اتنی لطیف ہے کہ اس کے باوجود اندر آتی ہے. تو اللہ ایسے لطیف, تو اس کا مطلب ہے لطیف کہ اللہ دل کی باتوں کو بھی جانتا ہے اور اللہ تمہارے دلوں تک پہنچتا ہے. اللہ لطیف ہے, جیسے کہ انسان جو ہے اللہ کو پہلے سے ہم اور کل کو ہم کیا عمل کریں گے اللہ جانتا ہے. اگر ہم 10 سال تک ابھی جیئیں گے 10 سال کے بعد ہم کہاں ہوں گے, کیا کھانا کھائیں گے, کون سا پانی پیئیں گے, کون سے ملک میں ہوں گے, کیا کام کریں گے, اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے. وہ ہے لطیف, وہ ہے خبیر. تو یہ صرف پڑھنے کے لیے نہیں ہے لیکن دل کے
outside he shouted, oh Ummed Dahda, his wife, I've given this in the path of Allah Ta'ala, so please come out now and leave the farm. She said, Subhanallah, you did a wonderful deal by giving it to Allah Ta'ala, the best deal you could ever do. And she immediately left with her children and her belongings and they came out.
Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jaddidu imanakum bi-qawli la ilaha illallah. Renouvelez votre foi constamment, renouvelez constamment votre foi en répétant la 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 la, en répétant cette attestation de la foi. De la même manière que Hafiz al-Qur'an, avant de réciter sa leçon, son sadaqa, les femmes dénudées, les belles femmes, à ce moment, le test de la foi, est-ce qu'on se souviendra de l'ordre de Allah ta'ala pour les mu'minin, yaruddu min absar. Oh les croyants, Allah Ta'ala dit au Saint Prophète, dit aux croyants qu'ils baissent leur regard. Lorsqu'on va faire du commerce, est-ce qu'on va se souvenir des retours?
The train also started moving. After a little while, the dog became fresh. So it started running. The train also picked up speed. So they pray, now God is completely convinced that I am the controller of this train. When I was sleeping, the train also stayed. When I start walking, the train start moving. When I run, the train is going fast. But we know that dog, in iman is going down. And by aman, it helps. But aman won't make iman go up. When you make dhikrullah, nazalat alayhimu sakina. Sakina come on those people. And what is sakina? هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِ.
Dormir sur les rails. Et tant que le chien dormait, le train n'avançait pas. Alors le chien a commencé à se réveiller et il a commencé à marcher, à avancer tout doucement. Le train également a commencé à avancer tout doucement. Alors le chien a commencé à penser, vous avez vu, je me suis réveillé, donc le train aussi, c'est grâce à moi qu'il a avancé. Maintenant le chien il a commencé à courir. Racine, il faut avoir les fondations, il faut avoir la base de l'iman, et avec les a'mal, avec les bonnes actions, avec le dhikr d'Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, cette foi elle va augmenter. Dans le Coran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dit: "Huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubi al-mu'minin liyazdadu imanan ma'a imanihim." Allah, c'est celui qui a fait descendre cette sakina dans le cœur. Il faut aller les chercher auprès des cœurs des amis d'Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Donc lorsqu'on va être auprès d'eux, lorsqu'on va être dans un bon environnement, c'est là qu'inch'Allah, notre foi, elle va s'améliorer.
And for this complete success, voilà, not only iman, first we have to think, each one thing, is my iman all right or not? Not only iman, but the other thing, you can't eat it. The real thing is what is required. So, haqiqat of salat.
Dans le verset que Muhammad a commencé à expliquer, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, Allah dit que les croyants vont avoir le succès total. Et ce succès total, il repose sur ce qui cette soirée 5 fois par jour. Alors maintenant, il faut amener de la qualité dans cette soirée. Il faut amener de la conviction, il faut amener de la concentration. Et lorsqu'on va arriver à ça, inshallah, alors Allah va nous donner ce succès.
Also, about qada. Our woman, every Ramzan, we must certain roza.
Who says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La adwa, that there is no such thing as a contagious disease. That if one person got a disease, then automatically the next person will also get it. This does not happen. This is when the Sahaba questioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that taking good luck, a good omen that pleases me. Like for example, you stepped out of your house, you are going to for a job, and the first person you meet, you ask him, what's your name? And he says, my name is Success. So you take a good omen from it. However, many other ulama state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement, there is no such thing as a contagious disease, was in refutation of the wrong belief of the mushriks, that they believed that the sickness were contagious by their very nature, by themselves. Not that Allah is the doer, but the disease. To correct this belief and explain that these sicknesses do not spread except by the will of Allah Ta'ala. That is only by Allah Ta'ala's command. For this reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, we read other hadith, that when you hear of a plague in a particular place, do not enter it. That is for protection, even though the final doer is Allah. This is similar to our everyone's belief regarding our rozi. A person must have conviction that rozi comes only from Allah Ta'ala. But he is allowed to utilize the permissible means to earn rozi. He works for somebody, he does business. At that level, you must be satisfied with what condition you are in. You must not look for the means to remove that. Though it was Surah Fatiha that he was blowing. So people at that level, yes, the masalas are different for them also. For everyone according to his level or status of iman and yaqeen on Allah, the masala is all positive. That Allah is going to give you cure, etc. You must not think negative. If our hopes and words regarding Allah are positive, the results will be positive. On the other hand, if our thoughts and words are negative, then this will create despondency and despair, which are contrary to the the character of a
fish. Darya par fauran 1 lakh machliyan namudar ho gayi. Immediately on the surface of the river, 100,000 fishes came up. Fish came up. Jinke labo par ek sone ki sui thi. In whose lips there was a golden needle. They came up and Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi aur sharmindagi wa nadamat se ek aah khinchi. And in his sorrowful, in his sorrowness, and his he realizing his mistake, he took a deep sigh aur kehne laga, and he said, "Afsos ke machliya is Sheikh Kamil ke maqam se aaga hai." It's a what a pity. The name of this Sheikh, this is the company of such Allah wala. This little while, this company, us Amir ki kaya palat gayi. His life also changed now. And he also became a different person. Aur Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat dil mein paida ho gayi. And the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala found place in his heart also. May Allah make us all
Allah, illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye daryao ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha hai raat suhani kisne. Illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kya kijiye labrez jab unki azmat ka paimana ho, aqal ki zanjeeron ko tode ishq mein yu deewana ho, ghairon ka kya zikr jab apne aap se.
Hamna lana khunan min khazirin, Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana kulla dikkan wa jilla sirran wa alaniya, saghiran kana wa kabira, amadan kana wa nasiya. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi wa la tushqina bi ma'siyatik. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنيه وعيوننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة العين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة.
And that is my prime duty. And if I don't do that, then who can save me from Allah Ta'ala? So I have no choice. And besides the choice also, the conviction Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nobody had that iman and conviction. Allah took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for man. You have done full justice to him. And you have done your duty and you have conveyed the message. So when that is the case and the message is there, then as explained previously also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hidayat is not in my hands. My duty is to bring the message to you. Now it is up to you to follow the correct path. So, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْ مَا يُوْعَدُونَ یہاں تک کہ جب دیکھیں گے جو کچھ ان سے وعدہ ہوا. And then when they will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, they will see clearly all those things that were promised to them. And they will realize that whatever was told has come as a reality. Us, we were stone, we were wood, what could we, and they made us, how could they worship us? They will also turn against a person. Further, these people used to ask all the time that this day of Qiyamah you are talking about, you are saying it's going to come, when is it going to come? We are waiting, tell us, when is this day going to come? Amada, ya karte usko mera rab ek muddat ke baad. Or is Allah going to fix it at a certain time? That is just in the knowledge of Allah. Has that time been fixed? Is it near? Or is Allah going to fix that time? The knowledge of the day of Qiyamah is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And these are
Ina ilayk والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه.
In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned about the revelation of the... We have chalked out your way for you, how you should live in your life. And that is what is deen, that it is a way of life. Your whole way of life, your private life, public life, your personal life,
your way of ibadat, your way of governance, everything, your whole complete way of life, Allah says we have chalked it out for Ku or Isa ko. And that command that we had given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, these were the great Anbiya. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, people were united on religion, there were no differences. 10 generations had passed like that. And chose him for his teachings because he's too strict, he's too hard. But when he dies, they go and put big tombstones on his grave and says he was a real pious person. And they start where shaitan makes the people make tawaf around the grave and start worshipping the grave and asking of things. This is history, repeats itself. This was at that time. Adam's time came, then idol worship had started. Then Allah sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to bring people back to Tawheed. And the aqaid, the same aqaid. Every Nabi came with the same aqaid. أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه یہ کہ قائم رکھو دین کو اور اختلاف نہ ڈالو اس میں. And the same as the Quran is explained in one place also, the people of Iman also, if you speak to them strictly about Tawheed, Allah alone is the doer, trust in Allah, don't worry about anything, then even the weak mu'mineen who have got hidden, latent shirk, they also have objection. But if you speak to them and tell them, may yunib, or data or rah data hai apni taraf, usko jo ruju laaye, and Allah Ta'ala guides that person towards him who inclines towards Allah. Allah just wants to see that little inclination, like a little child wants to walk. It can't walk. The father holds the hand. And the father now makes the challenge we get. We say this is nafil, doesn't matter. This is sunnat because we got that knowledge. Previously when people didn't have that knowledge, nafil was important to them. Sunnat was important to them. Today it's not important because we got knowledge. So knowledge wasn't to make us weak in deen or to fight in deen. Knowledge was to that my punishment will be in the akhirat. Allah's severe punishment would have come down in this world already. Yeah, whatever little punishment comes is just a little taste and a little sign of the punishment of Allah. Allah has declared that punishment will be in the akhirat. Therefore, these people are given respite who are doing wrong. Whether they are doing shirk, so they can't explain it. No matter what dogmatics they go into, they just cannot explain that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how come? The whole details of it, it's impossible. It will not stand up in a small court case. The argument that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was killed. They are full in doubts about all the basic.
My beloved friends in Islam, over the last couple of days, we have been listening to many beneficial, inspirational, motivational talks with regard to the importance of ensuring that our monetary dealings are letting our monetary dealings compare Sharia. If you rely on Quran Kareem and the Ahadith of Rasulullah, you will understand that your mind and knowledge that honesty is the pivotal and the center of the spirit of the Quran, recorded in the Quran, in the Quran, and in other books of Hadith as well. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounds and emphasizes, these are people who enjoy high status, high rank. They enjoy nobility in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's common parlance, we can say that these are the people who are successful. On the day of Qiyamah, with the Ambiya, with the righteous, with the martyrs, all because of his honesty in his monetary dealings. But sadly, this element of honesty is lacking today in our monetary dealings, in our very, very difficult, if not impossible, to find a person who deals honestly. In fact, the time will come that people will say that there is all spaces still living in a certain remote corner of the universe. In other words, and a day even after retirement, or when close to retirement, people like Sayyidina Umar, people like Imam al-Haq, and with their encouragement, this Christian prayer, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the kalima, with the shahada, and he became a Muslim, and his Muslim name became. That the teachings of Islam are very alluring, very attractive, very impressive. But he said, certainly when I look around me, I did not see a single Muslim who fits this profile of a true Muslim. In other words, we, due to our Prophet Acts 6, there were Christians, there were Jews. And because it was under the British government, so-called celebrities, renowned people, used to come from the United Kingdom to India, which was in fact a colony of the British government. They cannot color themselves. They cannot imbue themselves. They cannot dye and bleach themselves with the teachings of this religion. So he said the worst people are Muslims. This was his observation. Although as a Muslim, there are millions upon millions of Muslims. This was due to the effort of the first Jamaat in the first group of Sahaba al-Ma'in. They went out to spread Islam in the four corners of the globe. A group of Sahaba also went up when the group of Sahaba arrived there. And they set up their businesses in order to earn their livelihood. And they traded honestly, totally in compliance with the dictates of Sharia. Because these Sahaba and mine were grown by none other than printing the carbon copy of the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you want to learn how the wisdom is to lead his life, look at the life of Abdullah and Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So it is some of the way. The way the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to conduct his business transactions, that is the way. The Prophet actually went about wanting to expel the Sahaba, but the common public went onto the roads in their thousands, in their millions, and they began to counter protest that if these honest businessmen were to be expelled from the country, then you would have a merchandise. There will be no life left. The Hadith of Rasulullah tells us very explicitly that إِيَّاكُمْ وَكَثْرَةَ الْحَرْفِ فَإِنَّهُ نَفْسِقُ ثُمَّ يَمْحَقُ أَوْ مَا قَالَ الْسَلَاةُ السَّلَامُ. That save yourselves from taking force. You won't find sweeter grapes in the entire marketplace. And after a time, when you put one grain of the grapes in your mouth and you taste the sour nature of it, of the bitterness of the grape, you begin to wonder what dictionary that fruit are they using. And in his dictionary class, where it was from the past, used to go to these marketplaces, first and foremost, to extend the message of Islam to the non-Muslim traders. But at the same time, another reason for him going was to monitor and supervise the business transactions of the Muslim traders and felt some moisture in the middle part of the wheat. So he said to the trader, or the Muslim, that ma'ala the ta'am, that what is this? Why is it being defective in the middle? But it looks so hunky dory and beautiful from the top. What you have to say is something that many of us do not realize. One is every Muslim knows that riba is haram. This is the Sharia hukam. This is the ruling, the law of Sharia, that it is haram. But we should also understand what the Prophet has said, such a wrong Allah Ta'ala declared upon a person, it will definitely be worse than committing zina. In one hadith of Islam, he says, "Arribaat al-Qumna Juz'ani, Ayyikhayruhu, Ayyankiharrabu al-Qumnahu." Or Kalahara discuss. Next, we want to know that while making wudu, if a person wastes more than sufficient water, he is extravagant, then what is the wudu? So the Mufti-san replied, "A makruh, it is makruh." Half is the yitzhar of Rahmatullahi, also the student of Hazrat Madhya Rahmatullahi, also the salah, by wasting water when making wudu. So yet, similarly, we all know that the riba is haram, but yet the two hadith have mentioned the harms of entering into useless transactions. On one occasion, some businessmen quote ulama out of context. They will quote muftiyan out of context. The mufti gave the correct sharia ruling, but they will then twist it to suit their ways. And coming out of context, and will say that the Mufti legalizes. In the time of the
Surah Bastad mein aakhir wird subah hai mere ila la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah.
It is Friday night after Maghrib Salah. Will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park after the Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah, and then inshallah on Laylatul Ahad, Sunday night, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, till Isha Salah, here at the Darul Ulum, our monthly Ash'ar program will take place. And inshallah, on Yomul Ahad, from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salat, our program will be taking place. Inshallah, we'll be having
us. Allah has given us this great and honorable month of Ramadan by which we can acquire that quality, that tools, that thing by which we can please Him, which is called taqwa. So if we spend our Ramadan correctly, we will acquire this taqwa. And for that, in this dua, we are told that, oh Allah, Allah has not only given us the opportunity, He has made it compulsory upon us, that you must come and meet me 5 times a day. And you must present what you want. If we can meet the Prime Minister, the President of the country, and we tell him, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, hopefully he might accede to it, he might not also, but Allah only for your pleasure. That is even a more great ibadah. Just the thought is such a great ibadah. Do it regularly, and inshaAllah, Allah will bring the reality. But do it regularly. We plant the seed, the tree doesn't grow immediately. Now you must put fertilizer, you must water it, you must see weeds are growing around, take out your weeds. Right, our salah in this month of Rajab. Everywhere Allah did not say, Sallu salah. Allah said, Aqeemi salah. Aqeemu salah. That is, perfect your namaz. That is, we have to work for perfection. We give our car for service, we expect it to be serviced perfectly. Many masjids now we got at the doors of the masjid, stop dunya talk, that is the cell phone. And now talk with Allah. So now we must surrender, throw our business behind us, throw our house behind us. Now it's me and my Allah. Who is the greatest? Who is the most beautiful? Who is the most powerful? Who is there of me? He is calling us for that, free of charge. Water is provided. If you need to go to the toilets, toilets are provided. You don't have to put a cent in the box. From our side, we should realize all the facilities cost money. Put 5 rand, 10 rand in the collection box, but it's not. We don't have to do it. You come here free and you take from Allah clean. We are going into the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. And in that month, Allah is hosting us. We are the guests of Ramadan. Ramadan is our guest, and we are hosting the month of Ramadan. Allah is our guest, and we are the host. Allah is our host, and we are us, and our sons. Then we go from the beginning into this great and honorable month of Ramadan in a clean state, ready to receive the month of Ramadan. And all the barakat which is from the beginning of the month till the end. And the real object is ibadat also in the month of Ramadan. Tilawat of Quran Sharif also, at least we should try and make, after Salat we eat again, after Isha we eat again, Sehri time we eat again, so are we eating more or less? It's the month of fasting. If we are fasting, we will get the benefits of Roza. And if we are feasting, then the benefits of Roza are going to be difficult to get. So this month, the real benefit is to gauge ourselves.
کی نماز پڑھو اور کوئی استخارہ کا معاملہ ہو استخارہ تقریباً 8 نیت آدمی کر سکتا ہے 2 رکعت پڑھتا ہے اور 16 رکعت کی ثواب اللہ جب دیتا ہے کیوں آمین کیوں اپنے آپ کو ہم محروم کرتے یہ کمپنی میں کام شروع کر لو یہ کمپنی اور میں قسم کھا کے کہتا ہوں دنیا کے جتنا کام ٹرانسپورٹ کرنا وہ نیا پودا ہے اس کی جگہ بدلی بہت آسانی سے وہ پودا مر جاتا ہے گھر پہنچایا گھڑا بنایا وہ کھاد فرٹیلائزر ڈالا پانی اس کو بھولا پھر اس کی حفاظت کیونکہ نیا پودا ہے کوئی آدمی کو پتا نہیں گاڑی ریورس کرتے ہوئے اس کو خراب کر دے دین آسان ہے جو دین یقین ہے دنیا بہت مشکل ہے تو بہرحال تو یہ ہے کہ آدمی اپنی نیت جتنی نیت کرے گا اتنا ثواب اس کو ملے گا دوسری ایک اخیری بات عرض کرتا ہوں کہ جتنے لوگوں کے لیے یا تو عمل سے پہلے یا عمل کے بعد جتنے لوگوں کو تم وہ ثواب پہنچا کہ گویا کہ وہ سب نے نماز پڑھی اور آپ کو بخش دیا واللہ جو ہے بزرگان دین اور ہمارے درمیان ایک اعتبار سے فرق صرف اتنا ہے ان کے بھی 24 گھنٹے وہ بھی انسان ان کو بھی نیند کا تقاضا ان کو بھی یہ فرشتے ملے سب کچھ جیسے ہم بھی وہ ہیں لیکن نیت کے اعتبار سے وہ ہم سے قرآن رحمان ہے اس لیے اللہ نے ہمیں قرآن دیا قرآن ہمارے بچے یاد کریں یہ خاتون نے شادی شدہ یہ کوئی آسان کام نہیں انہوں نے یاد کیا اور اس کے ساتھ تہجد کا اہتمام کرو کہ ہر زیادہ فائدہ ہے تہجد کا بھی اور ایک اخیری بات میں عرض کرتا ہوں ایک جگہ جانا ہوا تو وہاں کہ اگر ہم حافظ بنے بھی زبردست جید حافظ لیکن ہماری زندگی اسلامی دینی شرعی نہیں تو یہ قرآن ثواب کیا لینے کے دینے کے ہو جائے گا وہ تو تمہارے خلاف حجت ہوگا اس کے بعد اور بھی جو ہے جتنے لا الہ الا اللہ بہت فضیلت ہے آپ بیمار آدمی کی بیمار پرسی کے لیے دیں صبح تو شام تک 70,000 فرشتے آپ کے لیے دعا کریں یہ سب اس پر موقوف ہے کہ آپ کے فرائض اپنی جگہ پر یہ قانون کی بات ہے مالک مالک ہے وہ جس کو چاہیے جس کو دیتا ہے وہ قانون اللہ قانون سے بالا ہے اللہ نے خود اپنے لیے فرمایا اور پھر میں نے حضرت سے درخواست کی حضرت دعا فرمایا کہ اپنے ان بچوں کو حافظ بنائے تو حضرت نے اپنے ہاتھ میرے کندھے پر رکھا اور مجھے پورے طور اپنی طرف متوجہ کیا اور حضرت بھی پورے میرے سامنے متوجہ بالکل آمنا سامنا پھر بہت ٹول ٹول کھینچ کے اللہ حضرت الفاظ فرمائے
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الم تر الى الذین تولوا قوما غضب اللہ علیہم ما هم منکم ولا منہم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يحلفون. A person who has got iman, he knows he believes in Allah, in the deen of Islam, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is not a munafiq. He is a Muslim. He may be weak. He may be having some qualities like that of a munafiq, but he's not a munafiq. He's a Muslim. These were those people who knew that they are not Muslims in their heart. In the beginning of Surah Alif Lam Mim, Allah explains the munafiqeen that they say they believe in Allah and His Rasul. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. No, they don't believe. They are only trying to beguile you, to mislead you. مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ. نَا وَا تُمْ مِهِ اور نَا اُنْ مِهِ. And he stands firm on that. And he still remains for that. Not that when everyone is speaking against some part of Islam, sometimes about that, they're speaking against the ulama, sometimes against the Tabligh Jamaat, sometimes against Khanqa, we also join the bandwagon.
And when people are praising them, we also join the bandwagon. And it's kept ready a very severe punishment. So Allah is warning them also and the Muslims also that don't befriend such people. Innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun. Beshak wo bure kaam hai jo wo karte hai. That is a very wrong thing what they are doing, that they are two-faced, that they show they are with the Muslims, and when they are doing the right thing. Like a person says, I also went in Jamaat, what did I benefit? I didn't see any benefit. Na'uzu billah. That we shouldn't do such things. I also went to the Khanqa, I also became Bayat, I became an Alim also. But what did I benefit? I didn't benefit anything. See, I've lost out in dunya. That should not be the case of these munafiqeen. And Allah is warning us that we should not have those qualities. And yeah, particularly that we should not befriend those that we know they are bent on the enmity of Islam and on the enmity of the Muslims and planning and plotting against Islam. It's even logical. How can we befriend such people? We should stay away from them.
There is a difference between a doctor and a healthy person. A doctor doesn't mean he's healthy. Many doctors who smoke also. Many who drink also. And not only little, they drink a lot. Many doctors are on drugs also. So they are the ones that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so good on this that when a person just talks also, that for example, something like if somebody did something or something happened, whatever, and a person says, I also thought it was wrong. He says, this word also is that. Are you, for example, for us to understand, are you give a beggar who comes to the door? Somebody distraught or stepping through it. If somebody wants to beg for something, can you give them something? Yes, yes, he gave it to him. But he was watching the expression on his face. And when he saw that he was happy, then he said, I'll bet you.
How many times?
Got a great desire to take photos, you're a photographer, and you want to just capture all pictures, take pictures of scenery, etc. things in which there is no life of anything. This hadith teaches us that the more pictures one has made in this world, the more severely one will be punished in this by photography. And he takes photos of things that haven't got life in them. That will be quite in order. For he's an artist and he draws pictures of things that haven't got life and he lives by it. But just to make it a hobby and a pastime, that also our time we're in this world to prepare for the akhirat. Not your vigilant as far as worldly matters are concerned, what has landed you here in this terrible thing, in this terrible place of Jahannam, and that you are facing this terrible adab there. They will admit, yeah, the Quran Sharif refers to four things that they will admit. That one is, they should not be making their salah. They should not worry about the poor.
Dunya, you'll make your akhirat barakat. Noor, rahmat will come into your studies, into your deen, your ibadat, your life, your health, your finances, everything. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Fahimtum kalami? Mada fahimtum? Mada fahimtum? Kullul kalam. Wal amal alayh? إن شاء الله فهمت الكلام وللعمل إن شاء الله إن شاء الله طيب إن شاء الله
Allah accept from us all and we learn five valuable du'as from our elders and by their barakat. One is at the end of amal to read ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Du'a of Ibrahim عليه السلام. He didn't say, oh Allah, make my amal qabool, but he said, make it taqabbal. Taqabbal is from Babe, and one of the khasiyat of tafa'ul. What are the khasiyat of Babe tafa'ul?
Show desire.
One of them is?
Taniya me parte,
okay. One of them is takalluf. Takalluf means like I have to be punished. I didn't learn my sabak. But Ustad, please, out of your mercy, I know you are very kind, Ustad Ji. You make me maaf. Like that, takalluf. That is amal. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a Nabi of Allah, how of ikhlas, what darja he got. But he said that this, I built the Kaaba, is not acceptable. I haven't done it properly. My niyat is not right. My amal is, but out of your kindness, Allah, you accept it. So all our amal, that amal at the end of which we, a person has got this humility, not worthy of acceptance, Allah loves that amal. And that amal we did and we thought, I did it very well. And your pride comes in a person that gets rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So that is one dua. The other dua, ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And that means that whatever Allah wished and only by Allah's wish and strength is got done. On whichever thing you read this dua, Allah will keep that ni'mat for you always. Even your dunya's things, your house, your parents, your family, everything, Allah will keep them for you. And your deen also, what you are doing, amal, you becoming alim, you have made ibadat, you made namaz, anything, Allah will keep that ibadat of yours going. It won't be snatched away by this dua. And Alhamdulillahilladhi bihi tatimmu salihat. All praises due to Allah, by Him this great work has come to a completion. No matter what great work you do, the whole world can praise you what you have done, but pride won't come in you. You will realize that, Ya Allah, it's by your tawfiq. You give me the tawfiq. Bihi, in that He is of the whole secret. That only by you, O Allah. So you won't take credit of it. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq. In fact, you will say, what all the bad that was in it is from my side. But all the good is only from you. And that Allah loves also very greatly. And then the dua, kafara a majlis, at the end of a majlis, to read, which we read after kitab reading. But it's not only for after kitab reading. We are taught there, but we should read it after every ibadat, majlis, everything. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. By the barakat of this dua, whatever errors, omissions there were in that amal,
or mistakes we made, Allah will clear it out. And that amal will be made pure and clean. Even in your niyat, in your amal, you didn't concentrate properly in your namaz. And we know in our namaz, our concentration goes this way, goes that way, all that. Whatever mistakes you made by reading this dua like after namaz, then all that bad thoughts or that we didn't pay attention will go, Allah will remove it. And Allah will make that a pure amal. The farishtas purify. Like for example, somebody writes an article to be put into the Al-Muballigh, then he gives it to a friend, check it up, or the editors check it first, they correct all the mistakes. Like that, whichever amal you make this dua, all the mistakes are taken out. And now it's made pure and clean, and it is presented. The other great benefit of this dua, a seal is put on that amal. And on the day of Qiyamah, like a person, a big something they're opening, some big minister comes, he cuts the ribbon. You will open the seal. Only you will have the right to open the seal of that amal. And that amal will remain exclusive for you. The fifth dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. By the barakat of this dua, that amal sawab. If it is like 10, Allah will make it 10 million. Allah will increase that sawab. Like you just picked up something from the masjid on the musalla. Small amal you made. But by reading this dua, Allah will make that amal so big that the scale that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah to measure, weigh the amal, that scale will be too small. They'll have to bring another big scale. That amal will be so big that a big scale will have to be brought. So all our amal, try and read that dua also. And of course, Durood Sharif, without that nothing can happen. Durood Sharif is most important. And one beautiful Durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Read that Durood. Then 70 angels for 1,000 days, almost 3 years, they keep on writing the sawab. So that sawab please. May Allah inshallah accept from us and give us tawfiq of goodness in every way, all the time inshallah. Any questions, anyone? MashaAllah.